Hi, I'm Quentin D'Souza, and you're listening to Getting Started with Education REI. Create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing. Make sure to check out educationrei.ca. In this episode, we take the mystery out of real estate investing with this new member who is just beginning her journey. We cover some of the basics, some of the lingo, and where to start the learning process, as well as the best place to start building the network. Have a listen. How are you doing?
I'm good, you?
No, I'm doing well, thanks. So one of the things that I like to do is take a few minutes and just to get to know the new members of Durham REI and just get a sense of where you are and see if I can help you to get started at real estate investing, no matter if you're beginning or, you know, you're intermediate or experienced, right? For the most part, you know, like, you know, I want to get to know you and get to know where you're at and, you know, beginner, intermediate, advanced, wherever you are. And then I can help you. So maybe you can tell me a little bit about your real estate investing journey to this point.
It's not much of a journey. Recently, I've seen a lot of videos about financial freedom. And that's what I was going for. And I tried doing what's simple investments, but it didn't really work out for me because I don't really know much about investments overall. And none of my family member really does it. So I was like, maybe if I could go in. And then I was searching a little bit and it says about real estate investment. So I was like, okay, like maybe I search it up, and then I search up groups, and then I found yours. So I was like, okay, let me just join and get information for now and see where it goes. And that's where I am.
Oh, okay. And so that's interesting. I've never heard of that approach, but that's great that you know what you want and you're just not sure how you're going to get it. Do you have so your background right now, you're just learning. That's what you're doing, right? Okay. So there's a couple of things that I want you to get started with. On the Education REI website, we have something that basically is a goal setting course. Okay. So it's called the Action Taker Goal Attainment Program.
I know I joined in January, but because I'm also going to college.
Yep.
So it's a bit struggle with trying to arrange everything, but I recently started reading your first book.
Okay.
And the action plan, I tried to get the book on Amazon yesterday, but for some reason said it wasn't able to get it. So I was going to order it again back today. So, but I saw the weekly goal planning.
Okay. Yeah. That's the way to start. So if you actually go onto the Education REI website under the start menu, you'll see, videos around the, goal attainment program. So you can start with that as well. So that'll help you to plan out for your quarter and weeks. And also just to get a sense of where you're at, there's also something called the Action Taker Wealth Pyramid. Have you looked at that video?
I haven't looked at the website at all.
Oh no. Okay. So I got to make sure that you get in there, because if what you're doing is you want to learn, the wealth pyramid is actually, it gives you some of the background on how to structure like the direction of where you want to go. So, every wealth pyramid has a base. So you've got to figure out what your base is going to look like. And then, you know, work your way to the top. And the top is where you're going to be generating money. So whether, you know, it's picking strategies, focusing on, the different paths in order to generate wealth. So that's another place for you to get going. What have you done so far? Have you talked to like a mortgage broker, or have you talked to, no, nothing like that, eh?
I'm absolutely new, not even a beginner. You're right now.
You're pre-beginner.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. So what I would really want to see you do is start with the materials that are available for you and then join the calls. So right now I'm going to suggest the Action Taker Goal Attainment Program, the Wealth Pyramid, and then I have a full course on your first three properties, your first million in real estate. Okay. Though that's going through like the basics. Like if you were to like believe me, I've taken weekend courses. Weekend courses would cost like $1,000 for the same stuff that you're getting there. So do them, right? If they're available for you. Okay. So make sure you take that. The next thing is that like we have like two monthly calls. Okay. There's a call for beginners that the next one is on Monday next week. Okay. I'll be sending out the invitations probably tomorrow.
Awesome.
Just make sure you're on the beginner call because it's an opportunity for you to ask questions, you know, how to get started, what it is that you're doing, you know, and with other people who are doing the same thing, right? We cover a lot of basic terms, that sort of thing. We have our meeting on Wednesday, and during the meeting, you're going to be familiar with different people who are at different levels. They're going to talk about strategies. They're going to talk about, you know, ways to access funds. So even though you may not be at that level yet, it's a good idea to listen because you'll be able to pick up things that you'll be able to use later on. And right now, the most important thing for you is to listen for the language and understand the concepts, right?
Yeah, because that's one of the things I always get confused when I was reading the book. You don't have far into it, but it gets a bit confusing when it's like MOMAI or something like
Well,
is that
ROI.
that one and also M1? I'm not sure.
Okay,
It's
so
ROI and you have M8. I forgot the name, but it's a M. It's an abbreviation. It starts with M.
okay, like if you remember, just send me a quick email and I'll let you know what it is. But ROI is your return on investment. So it's basically like it's your measuring stick, right? For you to be able to identify whether something is a good investment or not a good investment. So like if you're trying to lose weight, you know, you have to weigh yourself. So you measure it. So the ROI is just like saying that the return that you're going to get from the money that you put in is a certain percentage. So if you put in, you know, $50,000 and you got cash flow and appreciation and mortgage pay down of $25,000 in the first year, that would give you an ROI of 50% because you've made $25,000, but you put in $50,000 to that investment, right? And it's just a way for you to be able to compare apples to apples when you compare, you know, one real estate project to another project. So it's yeah, it's a real easy, and anytime you have, so the beginner call is perfect. That's exactly when we cover stuff like that, okay? So
Okay.
and never be afraid to ask questions. I always want to encourage you to ask questions and learn and reach out if you need help about something. We do have another call, and it's going to be later on in the month for, and it's usually for people who have like that are experienced investors and they have, you know, three or more properties. Some of them will have like 20 properties. And you're welcome to attend the call to listen
Is it the
in.
one that was on February, the early half of February, I think? And you were talking about the paper that you're supposed to fill out
Yes,
for.
yeah, that was a little bit later on. So that was the meeting and the filling out of that paper was after the meeting. So that was the February meeting. We were looking at maximizing your ROI from an existing property. So we're looking at different ways how we could you know lower expenses, increase income, and in general, increase the ROI for the property. So maybe that term you were thinking of related to that, right?
It was from your first book with the tree, the two other guys.
Oh yeah, my buddies. Yeah. Yeah, so that's definitely looking at buying, fixing, refinancing, and renting properties, right? So, and it's a strategy. So as you start to learn and you go through the materials, you'll start to listen and hear different strategies that people use. And every strategy is different. And you're going to find ones that work for you and ones that you're not interested in. So for example, like rent to own is a strategy. Right. And if you're interested in learning about rent to owns, there's a course on it in Under the Vault on rent to owns. Okay. Wholesaling is a strategy, right? So wholesaling allows you to get a property under contract, a purchase and sale agreement, and then assign it to somebody else before it closes in order to make money or a spread on the funds on the closing, right? So that's another course that's available, and it's all available for you under the vault. So once you start to get an idea of what strategy you're interested in, then you can go and look at the other courses that are there, and then you can take them and you can learn about them. And then you can go on to the calls in order to find other people who are doing the same strategy. So it makes it easier for you.
Yeah, because right now, I have not even $10 in my name, so it's going to take a while to get there for me. But yeah.
You know what? Being around other people who are doing the same thing, is like who are interested in the same thing, that's going to help a lot. But really what you want to do is you want to get into the course materials that are there and just start learning, right? And you don't have to have a lot of money to invest in real estate. It's a misnomer. Sometimes you can bring different things to a project in order to get something done. Like oftentimes on a building. Now, you've got to remember, I've built up experience and time and I've learned how to do it, right? But I will often bring a partner on who will bring the money and will qualify for the mortgage, and then but we will still own the property together because I'm
the inactive investor or something like that.
It's like the joint venture partner.
The inactive one.
Yes, the inactive, right? So you have a passive investor and you have an active investor, right? And I'm the active investor, and usually the money partner is the passive investor, right? And so that's what typically will happen on a lot of my deals. Now, it's taken me a while to get to this point, but it illustrates the fact that you don't need to have money in order to do different deals. Now, the other way is that you give your time and you learn through experience. Maybe it's through like working with somebody else who's the more active partner in helping them. Maybe it's like being like getting into being a real estate agent or something like that.
I was looking into that too.
Yeah. So there are lots of different ways of approaching how to do this. Like being an agent is nice because, you get paid as you learn, but the challenge is that there's a lot of agents out there and a lot of them don't do anything. So yeah. So there's like, you know, they don't actually make money is what I'm saying. So you have to be, you have to join a team of people who are like, who will help to teach you how to learn the business and also transact on investment property. And there's not that many agents that do that. And the other thing is that they were probably looking for people who want to work full time in the business, which is not everybody. Right. So you have to kind of, you'll get to know a lot of different people. I tried to ensure that like I refer different people into the, like who are part of the group. I don't know exactly what everybody does, but if you have a question or you want to be connected with somebody, just let me know. And, you know, particularly on those calls, that's the best time because you have live people who are there who can help you. You can You know, you can get help on those, you know, what's going on. And when we have live meetings as well, you should, like when we get back to the in-person stuff, you should always come with a question so that you get it answered while you're there, right? Because there are going to be people that can help you. So that's really the key when it comes to all of this and learning, right? All right, good. Do you have any other questions or anything that I can kind of address while I've, you know, anything you want to ask me about real estate investing or anything like that?
Right now, I remember on that call you said right now would be a good time to like buy properties because the overnight lending rate is pretty low right now. I won't say pretty low, but it's on the easier side. I remember you saying that. So I wanted to try to get something by at least my first property, because right now we're renting. So this is a rented house. To get a first one, but I'm not too sure right now. As I said, you have to be confident and know people more. So as I said, I'm still in the learning phase.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's great that you're starting the learning phase. And whether you think that, I am not a person who believes that you have to time the market. I think it's more about being time in the market than timing the market and finding something that works well for you. Like for you, it may make sense that you buy a property that's like a fourplex and you live in one of the units and then you rent out the other ones in order to help you to pay for the fourplex, right? Yeah. So there's lots of different strategies that you may want to try and learn and use, especially because if you're going to buy a four unit property, it would still be considered under CMHC as a primary residence, and you would be able to put a lower down payment. So you could put like 5% down on something like that, right?
That would be good then. Yeah.
Yeah. So something like, and so this is an opportunity for you to take some time and learn about those things. Now, I'm not a mortgage broker. I'm not like a realtor. You know, I don't sell property management services or anything like that, but I can help to connect you if you need help. So when you're ready and you want some help, just let me know and I'll connect you.
The other one I have is the one that you said about contractors, because my dad worked in contracting. He's a contractor, but he works under his boss. I don't know. Yeah, he's an employee of a contractor. Mm-hmm. So he does renovations, but I just noticed in the book you said like you have to have specific types of contractors.
Yeah.
But I know they do renovations.
Well, so because your father is part of that, that's a good person to talk to and rely on to help you when you get to the point where you're doing renovations, right? So that'll be a good person. So he'll be a good person to like, hey, can you come take a look at this and let me know what you think, you know, and, you know, perhaps when I was talking about it that way, it was more from a cost perspective and like the quality of the renovations, right? Okay. So you have different types of people that approach you when you're doing renovations. You have like the ones that are like, you know, they drive in a branded van and they give you free pens and they, you know, have a branded invoice that they give you. Oftentimes, you know, you're going to expect that you're going to get a much higher price when it comes to the renovations. And then you have like, you know, you may have somebody who's like, they have an unbranded van. It's just like a guy who does all the work himself. And, you know, he's got low.
That's kind of, they're like in between right now. They only recently made their cards. Yeah.
So then you have this to the people in between that maybe can do a lot more for you and, you know, that give you a little bit more flexibility and their overhead isn't so much that they cost a lot. So, and, you know, I'm just saying that there's all of that in between. So when you're looking at doing renovations, that's the idea behind it. You have to know who you're dealing with contractor wise, because it will affect your overall cost. And for some people, they need that branded person because it's okay to spend more because they get it done in a specific amount of time and they, you know, they don't have to worry about like, you know, dealing with sub trades and things like that, right? So, you know, it just depends on what your interest is. But that was the point. And thanks for bringing up that. Yeah, that's the, I think, you know, when you're talking about looking at that book, the Ultimate Wealth Strategy book, it really is, you know, looking at keeping your it's about purchasing well, and it's about keeping your renovation costs under control, and then refinancing to the highest amount possible while your property still cash flows, right? And you'll learn more about that as you go through the course material on there. So I'm excited to have you as a member, and you know, it's nice to meet you. And yeah, and if you have any questions, just reach out, particularly on those Q&A calls. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, we'll talk to you soon, and I'll hope to see you on Monday night. Thanks for listening to my conversation with our new member. I hope you got some valuable information out of it. If you would like to create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing, make sure to check out educationrei.ca. Until next time, I'm Quinton D'Souza. Get out there and take action.